Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. This is Emily.
I'm Kyle.
And we are doing another mini-sode of For Your Consideration. And what are you trying to convince me to watch today, Kyle?
One Piece.
The anime, the manga, the soon-to-be Netflix live-action show.
I'm so excited.
I have absolutely no interest in watching One Piece. How are you going to convince me?
I think in explaining kind of the background and why it works so well, like why it is so popular, even though I know people think it's really ugly.
I do think it's very ugly. And that's not something that's going to change. But the live action obviously does not have the same art style because human beings don't look like that.
Yep.
So the costuming is different from what I've seen for the trailer. So I'm thinking if you give a good argument, I will give the Netflix adaptation a chance when it comes out.
Okay. So I guess, what do you know?
That it is about pirates.
Okay.
And the main character, his name is Luffy.
Okay.
And he has Dr. Fantastic arms that can stretch and stuff like that.
Do you know why?
I don't know why. I know he has this power. And I also know other characters have other weird powers.
Yes.
And they are searching for a treasure that has been left in One Piece.
The One Piece is real.
That is what I know about One Piece.
So, yes, Luffy is the main character, although you could argue there are quite a few of them. But Luffy is obviously the main one. He's the first one you're introduced to. And it is his dream to be a pirate and sail the Grand Line to find the One Piece. The Grand Line is the section of ocean that is where the One Piece is supposedly found, but it's also the most dangerous part of the ocean. So the world is mostly ocean with a bunch of islands on it. There's a lot of arcs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of arcs.
Yeah, I also know that there are like hundreds of episodes of One Piece.
There are over 1,000, and for context, I'm currently at about 250.
Okay.
I have skipped a couple of filler arcs that I just didn't want to watch, and I read the summary just to skip some time.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the beginning premise and likely what is going to be covered in the Netflix adaptation is Luffy getting a ship and meeting the other main members of the crew. So that would be Zoro, who is a swordsman. Usopp, who is a kind of like a mechanic. He's a guy with a long nose. There's Nami. She's the orange-haired woman, and she is a navigator. There's Sanji. He's the cook. And Chopper is the doctor. He's the reindeer guy.
Are all these people supposed to be different ethnicities? Or is this world, it's basically all Japan? Or is each island meant to be some fictionalized country?
They're not supposed to be one-to-one. I mean, the world is not like that. But there are different races of people, like there are fishmen.
Okay, I mean, there is a talking reindeer.
Yeah, exactly. Likely what the show is going to cover is kind of how these people come to be on Luffy's ship, the Going Merry, and they become the Straw Hat Pirates. Probably they will end up in the Grand Line at the end of the first season of the Netflix show. And so basically the beginning is explaining why these characters act the way they do and their motivations. And all of them are written very well. All of the characterizations are incredibly good. People get very, very upset at the way that like Nami and Robin are drawn in One Piece. And I'm not going to argue against that.
They look like Betty Spaghetti.
They do look like Betty Spaghetti. I'm not going to argue against that, but they are very, very, very well-written characters that aren't just like damsels in distress that are dragged along for no reason.
I don't think people think of them as damsels, but just like sexy lamps.
I get that. But it's, I don't know, I feel like if people were to actually give it a chance and, like, watch the Fishman Island arc, which is Nami's introduction, that is riveting. Like, it's so good. And same thing for Alabasta for Robin, but that probably won't be until a season two of the live action.
I would hope that there is some good character development, because if there's over 1,000 episodes, what are they doing in all these episodes?
So, basically what ends up happening is, like, they will come to some island, and there will, if it's a longer arc, there will be some major thing that's happening. So, like, in the Alabasta arc where they meet Robin, there's a civil war going on that is being perpetuated by a member of a very, very powerful pirate. In Water 7, their boat is going to be destroyed. It's been just absolutely maimed because they went into the sky.
Okay.
And it had to fall back down into the ocean. So they have to get a new ship. And then there's things that happens there, like the mayor is, somebody tries to assassinate the mayor and blame it on the Straw Hat Pirates. Basically, over time, they get more powerful, and because of that, their bounties start going up, and bigger, more powerful pirates start paying attention to them, as well as the world government. There's a world government.
Oh. Illuminati.
Yes. A major part of the show, of the series, is the Straw Hats literally waging war against the world government.
Okay. Now, see, that's interesting to me.
I'm telling you.
Looking for treasure can only happen for so many episodes before I'm like, well, I guess they didn't find it.
That's the thing, though. That's not, like, every episode isn't like, damn, we're gonna find the one piece on the next island. And then they get to the next island, and they're like, damn, didn't find it here. Maybe the next island. That's not how it is.
Okay.
It's basically, they show up to an island for some reason, supplies or getting their ship fixed or whatever, and they run into some issue there that they try to solve. Because they are genuinely good people, for the most part. I mean, they are still pirates. They are literally criminals. But they're more like Robin Hood.
Okay.
Where they do, like, good deeds for people that are being wrongly treated. Like, when they go to the sky, there's a guy pretending to be God and subjugating these people. And they literally, like, fight him.
Wow, it sounds like FMA. Guy.
Yes!
Fight God.
Yeah.
So, why is Luffy stretchy?
Okay, so, there are things called devil fruit. You're not supposed to eat devil fruit. If you do eat devil fruit, you will get some kind of power. Now, there's three kinds of devil fruit. Luffy ate the gum gum fruit that makes him stretch.
Okay.
There's his brother Ace ate a fruit that allows him to basically control fire. He can breathe fire.
So are all these powers people have because of these fruits?
Yes, although if I remember correctly, only two people on the ship have powers. Robin is the only one that has eaten a devil fruit.
Okay.
Now there is a downside to eating the devil fruit. You cannot swim. If you fall in the water, you will drown and die.
How does that work? Magic?
It's yes.
Okay.
So, because the world is mostly water and they're pirates,
okay,
it's kind of dangerous.
So, to finish this out, what do you think the One Piece is? You've watched 200 plus episodes. What is your theory on what the treasure is?
I honest to God, I don't know. There's still, like, the current episodes are in 1,000 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still another arc. The final manga arc has started. And so they're still doing the arc before that in the anime. So they are kind of catching up. But, like, I am literally a quarter of the way there. And if I had to guess, it's probably not treasure.
It's the friendship we made along the way.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. But
the real One Piece is the friends we made.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. Because nobody knows.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, people.
The One Piece is real.
The One Piece is real. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of For Your Consideration. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/soulmatespodcast. You can send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com. Check out our Instagram at soulmatespodcast. We have a link tree there with all of our relevant social links. You can find this program on pretty much any podcast app like Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, etc. Just look for Soulmates Podcast. We are going to be at DragonCon, Kyle and I. We're going to be doing 3, possibly 4 panels. Haven't heard back about one of them yet. So look on our Facebook page for the events. And when the DragonCon app finally updates, look for our panels as well. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.